Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
When you were a kid, did you want to be an astronaut? A crossing guard? Sometimes our dreams feel a little all over the place, but we're not alone. In fact, McDonald's created an education platform, APA Next, with all the resources Asian Pacific American students like us need to navigate the next steps, or even figure out what they are. With streaming workshops on college admissions and more, a lot of the work is done for us. Come take a look at APANext.com and decide what's next for you.
Thank you for listening to this Belly Up Sports Podcast Network product. Some said we go belly up, so we made it our name, and we're still here.
Call yourselves Title Town? Are you kidding me?
That's fraud.
It feels like a gray area.
Spoiler alert, Canada. Cup's coming back to the U.S. of A.
There's way too much negative stigma attached to strippers.
I hate you guys so much.
My dog just shit his ass.
Hey, everybody, what is going on? It is Wednesday night. That means it is time for another edition of Craft Brewed Sports. I am Mike. With me, as always, is Scott. Scott, how you feeling today, man?
Oh, you know, just back in the National League Championship Series, biatch.
Thank you. Thank you for knocking out the Brewers. I appreciate it so much as a Reds fan who hates Milwaukee. Thank you for beating them. Shout out Freddie Freeman. How? Take me through that. When Freddie hits that home run, how excited were you in the house? Like, what did you do? Who did you wake up kids? What happened?
Kids slept through it somehow, but I was screaming at the top of my lungs in the living room. And then it was that stark realization that I still had to deal with Will Smith getting three more outs. So it was the jubilation, but also the trepidation of, oh, my God, we could still park this.
Well, I'm glad you didn't. Congrats on the NLCS. Hopefully you beat whoever comes out of the West. Screw both of those teams.
Screw them both, but thank God they have to play five, and let's go Giants.
All right, fair enough. Shout out Matt Barr saying, let's do this, boys. Also, as always, hanging out, Mookie. Mookie, how you feeling over there, man?
Pretty good. Is it a big deal to make it to the National League Series? Just asking for a friend. I just want to clarify, because I'm pretty sure, don't the Astros do that like every year, and it's just...
No, the Astros have not made it to the National League Series in... like
at
decades.
Least 20 years.
Yeah.
You know what? Congratulations. Got me a technicality to start off.
Thank you.
But whatever.
I was just glad that Mike was here to take that one for me.
Yeah. Sorry. I missed a word or two there to make the nuance of, is it a big deal to make it to the league series every year?
There you go.
Yeah. What you're trying to say is you tried to make a joke and it blew up in your face. Got it.
JB wants to know if that's a Clemson jersey.
Clemson
Drew.
Jersey. No. Respect the Brady Quinn. All right.
It's even worse. It's the Brady Quinn.
It's worse.
I mean, is that though? Is that worse?
Brady Quinn Browns is definitely worse, I feel like. Biscuit, Scott Biscuit, giving you a congrats, a little tip of the cap.
Thank you, sir.
Also hanging out with us tonight, a good friend of the show from Corner Booth Podcast, Jared. Jared, what's going on, man?
What's happening, fellas? How we doing? You know, it's been way too long. I think Super Bowl Sunday was the last time I was on here, so it's been way too long.
It's been a long ass time. Last week when Kevin jumped on the stream and hijacked, Jared immediately texted me after the show and was like, dude, I got to get back on. I can't let Kevin have this glow.
We have that's never to get quenched. Who gets on the show more? I mean, legitimate. See, Kevin just kind of shows up. I actually ask politely because I'm a gentleman, but that, you know.
So speaking of being a gentleman, will you do me a favor and plug our show so that these two will stop whining about me trying to plug other belly up shows like Corner Booth Podcast and Slapshot Sweethearts, and those are the only two I can think of right now. But
do you want to plug this right now, or do you want to plug it on our?
Yeah, let's just do it now. We're gonna try to do this seven times throughout the show because I feel like that's how many I hit
already. You better follow these guys, Crapoo Sports.
I like promoting on our show.
Yeah, right? Just like,
well, you didn't like when I promote other shows on our show, so why not promo our show on our show? Like, isn't that what you were after?
I just wanted you to like promo the show, Drew, because you have not promoted our show ever. I feel like
I didn't think you wanted me to promo our own show.
You know,
because it was like bad for the brand.
It's actually probably a good point that Drew should not be the face of this show. Spreading the word. That's probably a good call.
Comedy relief.
Yeah. But so should I not also mention that people should check out No Credentials Required? More of a New York focus kind of situation, though, if that's what you're into.
All right. Good work, Drew. Good work, Drew. All right. Let's talk about these beers that we're drinking tonight. Let's get right into it. We got a ton to get to. We're going to talk this Gruden stuff. I got a question about storming the fields. We're going to talk MLB playoffs. And then later on, we've got some golf news that we have to get to. But before all that, let's talk about these beers. Scott, what do you got in your mug this week?
I just now realized your shirt says you're not welcome at Chuck E. Cheese, you diddler.
Yeah, this is an old school joke of mine, and I put on a shirt when I first got down here, but I realized there was green in it. It was blending in the screen. I was like, shit, I need another one, and I wasn't about to go back upstairs, so the only thing I had down here was leftover merch that I couldn't sell. So.
Yet that was still the better choice of the green.
Yeah,
it definitely. It was better than going full Mookie and blending into the background.
Yeah, exactly.
Still the best episode of all time.
I am drinking pumpkin spice country. Oh my God, it's country. Oh, I thought it was county fair. The country fair makes it worse. I'm drinking pumpkin spice country fair cobbler. It is a sour, keeping up with this pumpkin theme. It is a pumpkin pie sour. It's got cinnamon, pumpkin, and vanilla at 6.5%. It's pumpkin and sour beer, y'all. It's like it sounds. It's one of those where I saw the description. I thought that could be interesting or horrible.
We don't have
around to the end to find out.
We don't have a scale yet. So just rate it on whatever scale you want, Scott.
This is going to be. This is on the scale of big lips to complete shit show. I'm going to give this a big lips to start out. Like, there could be more to come.
All right, let's go to Mookie. Mookie.
Yeah.
By the way, Biscuit asking if it was time to do that hockey yet. We will do that hockey tonight. We are going to do that hockey. I love Mookie's face there. Just shook.
I love it. While I was saying it, all I heard was somebody mutter, "Oh my God."
Yeah. So,
by the way, Whitey chiming in saying he loves this shirt. It starts so many conversations with law enforcement mostly.
I was going to say, it sounds like it starts more interrogations than conversations.
And but. Scott, JB is calling your beer Holy Basic Bitch, Batman.
But that's the thing, though. This is anti-basic bitch because no basic bitch will want this. This is some straight curly mustache shit with a sour fucking it's, like I said, it's big lips to start off.
Mookie, what are you drinking? And I'm sure you're going to go with a different scale.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. My scale is going to be things that I would rather do than rate it on Scott's scale. And so my beer today is actually one that Scott's had before. It is out of what they call the Napa Valley for Beer in Valparaiso, Indiana. That's great, friends. The Samoa Delight from Forefathers Brewing, a milk stout, 7.5% ABV. Again, only 3.93 caps on Untappd, which I guess is kind of high, but man, this thing is solid.
You know how those beer fans in Valparaiso, Indiana are. They're tough.
Yeah, they're very snooty. They do have very high standards because, again, it's the Napa Valley for beer. So I'm going to rate it on the scale of things I would rather do instead of rate my beer on Scott's scale. I'm going to go with the at a professional engagement where you're being introduced to someone very important that can have an impact on your career. And you go to shake hands and they go to hug and then you end up touching some inappropriate body part. And I'll just leave it at that. Gender neutral even, and say I would rather do that than rate my beer on Scott's scale. That's how good my beer is.
Jared, what are you drinking tonight, man?
Oh, my God. I am drinking Subcontinental by Relic Brewing. Connecticut's one of the best. I give it a, on a scale of my Wi-Fi going out to Mookie surprising me on my show, I give it about closer to Mookie surprising me on the show unannounced.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It's a good thing, pal. You're pure entertainment.
Make sure we're paid up on the retainer with the lawyers and attorneys kind of thing.
Well, if JB thought that Scott's beer was a basic ass bitch beer, I got news for you. I got that one beat because this is pumpkin spice latte, hashtag PSL, the basicest of bitch beers from Spice Trade Brewing. And I got to tell you, as somebody who loves coffee stouts and who loves coffee beers and who loves pumpkin beers, this one is beautiful. It's an amazing brew. It is really good. I would say on my scale.
Okay, rate it out on the big lip scale. That's all we want to know.
Pass.
Well played. I was really hoping, Jared, when you rated your beer, you're going to be like, it's four. Just four. Also, six. Mike, does it legit say hashtag PSL?
It does. It really does say hashtag PSL right there as the can disappears because it's green. But yeah, hashtag PSL on the can. Whitey with the girl. And Tyson says he needed this. He needed this so bad. Tyson,
hashtag
I hope you're,
big lip.
I hope you're no, Scott, stop it, please. Please. All right, let's talk about this. I guess
Before we move on, Scott, we got to clear this up, because if you keep dropping that, Gruden's going to sue us for copyright infringement. All right.
I wasn't going to do it.
He's probably wearing a t-shirt that says he's not allowed near the monkeys exhibit at the zoo.
Not allowed under. What are they? What's Jesus the Cincinnati Christ. One? They've got the island in the middle of the.
What the fuck, man?
Someone needs to hit the animation for moving on because yeah, I can't.
I'm trying to find it. Here it is. All right.
Moving on.
Ooh-wee. Actually, full, and what, you know what?
11 minutes.
Also, you know, just because.
Race card.
It's gonna
feel
come
like
up.
You should have that one locked and loaded a lot.
It's ready. It's ready for this first topic. Let's talk about this Gruden thing. Let's talk a little football here. All right. So by now, everybody should know the story. It breaks that Gruden calls. He drops comments about the size of black people's lips, and dude's got Michelin lips the size of Michelin tires. And then
Tamora Smith, not just people. Man.
I'm come sorry. On. Sorry. I'm shook from you.
I know
at the
we
beginning
all look
of the show.
To you.
You have me shook.
Tamora Smith.
You have me shook to start this show off the bat, bro. So then during Monday Night Football, the scandal goes complete, like clusterfuck, as it's revealed that Gruden was also, he called Roger Goodell the F word. He got pictures of the Washington football team cheerleaders, like topless pictures sent to him. He was complaining about women referees, saying concussions aren't that big of a deal, said Eric Reed should be fired. Just everything you could potentially think of, it all came out, and the Raiders went ahead and relieved him of a duty, or he resigned. It was one of those cool situations where it's like, look, either we fire you or you resign, and he's like, all right, I resign. So that's the big story from this week. Scott, let's throw it to you.
That sounds like a fantastic idea.
Like, this is one of those when, as it was happening, I was like, oh my god,
think I'm qualified to
thank god Scott's on the show. And I don't mean to make you speak like on behalf of all black people, but holy shit, man, what do we do with this? Because I thought he was gonna get fired for just being a shitty coach. He's not a good coach. And then this comes out and it's like, oh, Andy's not a good person too. Got it. Okay, understood.
Yeah, I mean, he was the Trump era before the Trump era got started, huh? Like, he missed the boat. Like, he bookended this shit. So he was before Trump and everybody getting real shitty, and then he just missed where it was okay to be, you know, Trump and really shitty. So, like, he totally screwed the pooch on this one. He could have hit that sweet spot of those 4 years and he'd have been just fine. But, woof, I mean, John fucking Gruden, guys. The problem with this, though, like, all things considered, we know he's a piece of shit, lost his job, things were horrible. But for fuck's sake, man, am I sick of these goddamn morbid-ass franchises getting let off the hook by these dumb fucking bastards doing something and then getting them out of it. Why couldn't it be that John Gruden just stayed the coach of the Raiders forever? That no-talent-ass clown getting paid $10 million to win 5 or 6 games for the next decade was all I wanted. So it's one of those things, right, where you get all excited. I see it, and I'm like, wow, this motherfucker's done, and he's exposed. He's a piece of shit. We all knew he was overrated. He was never a good coach. He's out of a fucking job. And then I realized, fuck, that's not actually what I wanted. I wanted him to keep the job and perpetuity and just stay there and run the Raiders into the ground like he had been. So this is kind of a fucking bummer, where I wish there was some way that shit franchises who make shit horrible personnel hires weren't allowed to get off the hook. Like, the NFL should have been like, no, the punishment is you have to stay with this motherfucker out there week after week, that he loses he's lost the locker room, he's lost all respect, you know, on the public forum, and you got to trot this no talent son of a bitch out there every Sunday. That's the punishment. Like, let's really start getting these teams for fucking up.
So real quick, if I can clarify what Scott's asking, are you asking for the Joe Paterno treatment?
The Joe Paterno treatment for him to die? I mean, no, I don't need him to die.
Just have him around, allowing shitty people in the organization and win 5 or 6 football games every year for, you know, decades past his prime.
No. Because, I mean, see, with Paterno, I mean, that stuff happened and then it got found out and then, you know, he ended up dying. So the fallout from this is he lost his job. No, I'm saying all the shitty things should have happened. And then the NFL is like, no, though, you don't get to get rid of him. You're not off the hook that easily. Like, you're the Raiders. You suck. We want to keep it that way. Because my thing is, at one point, like, the Raiders are accidentally going to hire a good coach, right? Like, they can't keep just hiring the Hugh Jacksons and the shitty ass John Grudens of the world. They're going to accidentally hire an Eric Bieniemy or something like that and fucking end up, you know, stumbling into a good head coach because of shit like this. Like, I don't want that to happen.
That's exactly what I was going to say, was it feels like Davis is going to have to make, like, a big correction here, right? And he's going to try to go, like, listen, I didn't know he was like this.
Racist.
We're not racist. We're hiring a black coach, and Eric Bieniemy is going to be that coach. Like, I mean, every year they're like, Bieniemy's got to get a job. Bieniemy's got to get a job. And this is, right, this is, that's exactly what's going to happen. Like, I guarantee this is how Bieniemy gets hired in, and I'm gonna hate it because I don't want him to be in Vegas. I want him to go somewhere where
he has a legit shot.
I was gonna let's talk about this though for a second here. So they've still got David Carr under contract, right? They've got Josh Jacobs in the backfield, which is serviceable. Their offensive line is mediocre and their defense is decent, right? Like, that's not a terrible situation. Also, exactly, JB is 100% right. He goes, can't keep hiring a bad coach. The Lions would like a word.
Hey, and Dan Campbell.
Dan Campbell is a saint.
Yeah, that man.
Biting kneecaps and knocking back Starbucks. That man's a hero.
But now he
showed his Caldwell and they let him go because they didn't like winning.
But listen, like, Dan Campbell.
You're also too black.
Dan Campbell showed his soft side this weekend, and he broke down in tears. So, yeah, he'll bite your kneecaps and tear off a pound of flesh on the way up, but then he'll shed a tear about it afterwards because knows when it's time to cry.
The minute he had that press conference was the minute I knew, all right, well, I don't need to pay attention to the Lions until their next press conference when they hire the next coach, because this dude clearly isn't worth anybody's time. Like, they could go, you know, the only thing that he could have going for him is that they're going to go 0-17, which nobody else has done before. And that may even be the play here, right? It's because when the Detroit Lions originally were the first ones to do it, the shit-ass Browns had to be like, oh, well, we can do this too. So now, of course, the Fords had to one-up him and say, no, we can get to 0-17 because look who we're going to hire.
JB says that Jim Caldwell was mediocrity personified, and I'm sorry, sir.
I disagree with
Marvin
that.
Lewis no. would like a word. That was mediocrity personified.
Got them to the playoffs, so what, three times?
I was going to say, like, both those coaches got to the playoffs.
It's like winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Right. Like, he should have a statue. Like, they talked about putting the Marvin Lewis statue up. Jim Caldwell should legit have a statue in Detroit.
Alden Peterson a damn statue. At least give this guy a statue for two damn playoff appearances. And one of them was because the Cowboys paid the refs off. So, I mean, I seriously think you should, like, Jim Caldwell is not mediocrity. That man's a saint in Detroit.
No, he definitely should have a statue. So Biscuit says, if this all leads to Dan Snyder losing the Washington football team, I'm all for it. And that's where Well, no, I don't think he's lost it. They sold some of it, right?
They forced him out as like
CEO. He lost. Yeah, as I say, he lost like controlling power of like the.
I mean, now we all know he's still actually running the show, right? Like, I mean,
he's still making bank off it. So that's
he got pushed out as like the talking head. Like, well, they won't let him in front of the camera.
That's where I'm confused about this whole Gruden thing, because this came from the Washington football team investigation into that team and like what's the dealings that are happening in that team, and this is all we've heard. So like, who is leaking this to get Gruden out when this wasn't, it didn't have anything to do with Gruden to start with. This had everything to do with Washington. And then two, how have we not heard anything from Washington? The NFL came out and said they're not releasing any more emails, and the NFLPA is now going to petition to try to get those emails released. But like, how does nothing else come out and it's just this stuff from Gruden, and then that's it. See ya. Nothing else to see here. Bye. Go look at, I don't understand.
I think Mark Davis just paid the league off to get Gruden out faster.
I would be giving Mark Davis credit. Like, I don't think he's that smart. He was stupid enough to bring him back on the deal that he brought him back on. So, like, Mark Davis didn't have an epiphany. Like, oh, man, I made a huge mistake, and this guy actually couldn't coach worth a shit, but just took over the ready-made team there in Tampa Bay and won a Super Bowl. Ah, well. Fuck it. These emails, thank God I'm saved.
This is where I need you to hit the conspiracy theory drop or whatever, because I know exactly why, and it's even deeper than this.
Like, oh, shit. Okay, hang on.
It goes a layer deeper.
Let's get the music ready. Here we go.
I'll go ahead and vamp for this, because it's, you guys are probably going to be a little bit shocked.
All right, Drew. Conspiracy theory when you're ready.
Oh, there it is. All right, it's creeping in. So what had happened was they had all these emails, right? And they had gone through, I think they said something like 600,000 of them. And they were parsing through them. And God, like, I love how the topless photos of the cheerleaders is like the footnote in all of this. As in, like, that sexual harassment and exploitation was just, okay, you know what? That's just kind of that's that misdemeanor that we get just to originally get the search warrants and get you on all the other shit.
Because
it's old news, exactly. But like, let's remember the scandal and wrongdoings there. So imagine what other shit they uncovered in these 600,000 emails. So what probably had happened was that there was enough discovered between all the people in Washington as they spidered out and tied to all the other teams in the league, that after the NFL looked at all this shit and they're like, there's no way that we can bury all of this. We got to do something to cover our ass. And they looked at Robert Kraft and like, this shit makes you look like a fucking saint right now. Like, after what all you've done, all this other stuff that's about to get exposed to the public, we got to do something. So they made a conscious decision as the other 31 owners saying, all right, well, Gruden's got to go. That's the decision, because there's no other sacrificial lamb or scapegoat that we can offer up. Let's make it happen. And that's when Mark Davis was like, that's cool. I'll take my money that, you know, I was going to pay Gruden and put it towards burying and covering up all this other shit so that we can truly bury those bodies and that, you know, we don't get exposed and outed again and have everybody's dirty laundry. Because they're like, look, someone's got to go down for this, but we'll make each other whole in the back room in the process. And that's why Gruden had to go out of everyone, because it was the easiest call to make.
I mean, that's fair. I don't hate that, but
my conspiracy theory went a little bit deeper.
Oh shit. No, okay, hang on. I'll get the music back up. Good Lord, I can't handle this, guys. Joe, hurry up. Get this shit going.
Doing good. Real good.
Dude, this shit was DeMar Smith himself. Good. That big lip bastard saw that fucking email, knowing that he was about to be on the docket for re-election, and was like, I can garner all the sympathy. They're not going to not vote for one of their own after they get, like, come on, this racist motherfucker just hit me with the big lip comment. Y'all, you're going to vote me out today? You're going to hold the black man? This is what they want. They want us to tear us apart. How are you going to vote against me today? That motherfucker skated by with the exact 22 votes he needed. And all the talk before that vote was, DeMaurice Smith is out. The players are done. This dude fucked up. He made horrible deals with the NFL. They're not happy. And all of a sudden, he's a big lip Michelin tire bastard and he gets reelected. DeMaurice Smith saw those and hit us with the fucking grin from Home Alone 2 when he finds out that Kevin has had all those credit card charges. That's the fucking grin. The only difference is that the lips were bigger. The lips were way bigger on that smile. That's what happened. DeMaurice Smith let this shit out, y'all.
So I don't feel bad about not going deep like that because I just feel like I couldn't. Like that's not
yeah, that's I know. Not yeah, I had a conspiracy theory that only I can tell on.
Right. Now, to be fair, what to I got to ask you, Scott, is he didn't get canned when it came about DeMaurice Smith, like you were saying earlier. It wasn't until that all that other shit came out that grew. Right.
DeMaurice Smith was only worried about getting reelected. He didn't get.
Oh, so he didn't need him fired.
No. The timing was such that the vote was happening. These emails get leaked. And then all of a sudden, oh, yeah, by the way, all this other stuff happened. But DeMaurice Smith made sure that other one found its way in the public light. You damn Skippy, it was DeMaurice Smith.
Jared, you got any conspiracy theories on this one?
I mean, my conspiracy theory about Mark Davis, I thought was on point. These guys went like deep into the bag of tricks to find something. I just said simply, they just wanted this dude out. They wanted out of that 10-year contract, man. This is like genius.
Weren't they already like halfway through it though, and like in a way that they were on the downfall?
4 years. I mean, no, they still got.
You want to save $50 million, Mookie? Go for it.
I mean, that is a lot of cash.
I think it's 60 mil left.
I think one thing, especially since the white man's NFL contract is guaranteed, it's not like the players. So if they cut him, they still got to pay him.
Oh, damn! That's a good point.
This is a morality clause at this point.
Yeah, I was going to say they fired his.
You know they don't have morality. Okay, but
and here's the thing: can you
Myers contract right?
Can you enact a morality clause for something that happened when you weren't under contract? That's what I don't understand. Yes, I don't understand.
Absolutely. That's a catch-all. They just throw whatever shit they want to it there, and then what they do is they line up their lawyers, and John would have to line up his lawyers, and they'd be like, "All right, do you feel good about this, Gruden? You really want to go to court over this?" By the way, U.S. men put one in here. They're up 2-1 over Costa Rica, but they're still a bunch of clowns.
Yeah, they are. They're big time clowns after losing the last game.
And Mike doesn't like clowns.
I don't like clowns at all. This is terrible. Speaking of clowns, John Gruden, I think we can all agree. Let's do a quick vote. Scott, John Gruden, motherfucker of the week?
Of the year.
Drew, motherfucker of the week?
I thought it was white motherfucker of the week.
Jared, motherfucker of the week?
At least of the month. You're not over yet, Scott.
All right, that's a good point. Jared brings up a good point, Scott. Don't jump the gun. He's in the lead right now for the year. But
2.5 months for somebody else to come
in. Yeah. Sprint, but he would pull a hammy.
All right, then it is a unanimous decision. Sound off in the comments if you think so, but we on the show all agree. John Gruden.
Motherfucker, you.
Motherfucker of the week. We brought back the drop. It's been a while since we've had that drop, yeah, man. It's been way too long.
Somewhere Donald Sterling's like, fuck, man, I got to do something about this.
Yo, he was trending on Twitter for about 20 minutes when these emails leaked. That was the best part.
Wait, so before we move on from this,
does he have any basketball experience? You want to come close to Clippers?
how do players vote for these things? Like, I would love to just see how that works. Is that like a text message situation? Do they get like an email in their corporate inbox from, you know, their @NFL.com email? I mean, like, how does that go down exactly?
I do love that. I love the idea of Joe Burrow just being joe.burrow@bengals.com. And that's like that's how he gets emails that he has to check. He's like, guys, I'll be there in a minute.
Also, wait,
respect
back up
my
really
pussy
quick.
@vagina.com.
I like the idea of Donald Sterling somewhere sitting there with a notebook crossing off. It's like, big lip. Can't say that one either. All right. Next okay. one.
Hmm. My favorite of all this, though, is the fact that now Scheffner's in trouble.
And Scheffner, he did it again.
About on, he was talking about on SportsCenter how he like the golden triangle of offending people. Misogyny, racism, homophobia. You know, he hit the whole thing, and now he's in trouble.
Yeah, Matt Barr pointed that out in the comments Scheffner. That Scheffner got he got caught being a shill. But we were talking about this before the show. Like, that's not surprising. He's like yeah. Adam Scheffner. That's how he gets all his stories, is he's just a cuck for all of these guys, whoever it is. He's like, I'll do whatever you want. You want, what do you want me to print? I'll print whatever you want. Just tell me everything so that I can be the first one to put it out on Twitter, because if I'm not, okay. I don't have a job.
The Mark Murphy, the Mark Murphy, Aaron Rodgers story kind of like proved that in cement, because there was all those leaked stories that came out about Aaron Rodgers. It was like that Adam Scheffner supposedly found. You can tell Mark Murphy was feeding in that shit like conveyor belt every Saturday.
Tyson says Adam wow. Scheffner has set back sports journalism by decades. I didn't know there was sports journalism left. There's not a whole lot of sports journalism happening, at least from my perspective. I'm impressed
that he typed journalism out and spelled it all correctly.
Oh, he also said that was a joke. Nobody cares. Sorry, jumped a little too quick.
Okay. Before we wrap, Mike, I think
he got a couple questions earlier.
What was Gruden's email address? I think, because didn't you scoop that for us?
No, I was trying to figure out what it was. I've got Gruden sending these from a Hotmail email address. I don't know what it was, but it's got to be at Hotmail.
It's 2010, so he's probably
Yahoo.
Jay Grizzle at Hotmail.com.
Knock if you're with me at Hotmail.com.
Knock if you're with me.
Oh, boy.
Frank Caliendo's best friend at Hotmail.com.
That might be the winner right there. That might be the walk-off.
Look, I can't top knock if you're with me at Hotmail. I can't top it. I don't know if you guys
can. Well, maybe if you threw at Alta Vista, but yeah.
Yo, shout out to when I was like 6 years old.
Hey, we can't have none of those queers on my team. They got to get out of here. You got to get out of my room if you love the penis.
Oh, man.
You're a woman, or if you're a dude, you just can't love the penis if you're in my fucking football room.
Everybody in here, like, snatch knock if you're with me. That's that meeting.
Is it bad?
Carl, I don't see you knocking. Get the fuck out.
Oh, shit. This took a weird turn. This took a very weird turn. Mookie, you wanted to wrap this?
Do you think that it's bad that the first thing I thought when I saw Gruden's thing with Michael Sam and the draft picks, the first thing I thought was, well, was Jeff Fisher really going to do anything with that pick anyways? Like, he was going to fuck that up regardless.
Yeah, and then he was going to go 7-9.
Right.
Like, it didn't matter.
Why is there a problem, John? Like, back off, bro. Like, chill the fuck out over here. Shit. We're all trying to get paid.
Whitey said that Gruden's got an at Parler email address. He was the first one to it back in 2011. Wow.
What's the handle, Whitey? What's the handle?
Yeah, let us know what you think his email address is.
That's where his next career is.
Oh, and Whitey, is it parler.net or parler.org?
Biscuit saying Gruden was set up by the casino in Cincy and Pete Rose to take the attention off of them. That story, did we talk about that last week? Did we bring that up?
We texted about it at some
point.
Pete
Rose.
Someone forgot to put it in the docs. So
yeah, Drew, idiot. Probably. Pete Rose is casting the first bet at the new casino here in Cincinnati, because Pete Rose is the fucking worst. All right, let's move
because
on.
Because he never gambled, duh.
But like OJ, if he had, he would have done it at Hard Rock Casino in downtown Cincinnati.
Mookie on fire.
I can't wait for that commercial, Mook. That's going to be a great one. Let's do some overreactions from the weekend. I need some music for this or something. Let's just get a beat laying in the background. Scott, what's your first overreaction from this weekend?
Chiefs are fucking done, man. These fucking bums. Jesus Christ. It's like an every week thing with them. Just stick a fork in them. I hope Andy Reid is scouting out who his next quarterback's going to be, because the Chiefs are done.
They are, though,
get
right?
Rid of Mahomes.
They are done. Like, they should start looking at QB.
You've got to bring in a quarterback whose family's not going to be so fucking annoying after every single game. It's a distraction. Holy shit.
Yeah, good Lord. His brother
wife,
is...
Your brother? Just shut the fuck up.
Do you think Patrick ever has to go home after a game and just be like, babe, can you please stop tweeting after the game? Can you just not say anything this week? Like, just put the phone down. And then they have a big old fight about it. Or do you think he gets in there and he's like, thank you, babe. You got my back. You got my back. Because I feel like he comes in and he's like, thank you for that. Yeah, they were shitty refs this week. They're never on our side.
Hunt family is like, you lose one more game, Patrick, and we're going to bring John in here as offensive coordinator. So you keep it up. You keep it up, you mixed motherfucker.
Jesus Christ. Keep it up. Mookie, what?
What's up? Man, dude, and it's funny because, like, starting the show, I had a thing prepared, like, when Mike usually tosses at the beginning, and I was going to say, oh, I'm shook. But then, like always, Scott fucking threw me off, so I couldn't even be shook about saying I was shook, and yet you did it again. So, I can't. I lost my entire train of thought.
So you got no overreactions from the weekend? Nothing.
Well, though I do, but it's not going to be funny now.
It's not supposed to be funny. It's just supposed to be overreactions. Come on.
Oh, just be overreactionary.
UC is going to continue to go undefeated and win every single game by 45 points, yet somehow still get left out of the playoffs.
Not somehow. That's not even an overreaction. That's just being realistic, Drew. Because
yeah, I had a better angle for it.
UC fans were so excited that Bama lost. So excited. Oh, this is it. We got it. We're in the top four. This is it. This is how it's gonna happen. And now Bama is gonna beat Georgia in the SEC championship, and it's gonna be Bama and Georgia. And then you're gonna get Oklahoma after they, and then whoever comes out of the Big Ten. And UC gets left out. Worst case scenario for UC was Bama losing that game.
Yeah, basically. But I also do want to say another overreaction is that Urban Meyer will win Coach of the Year next year.
Kill the music for a second. Did you see it? Like, him and Trevor Lawrence are now at odds with each other.
Yes,
it is never a good. It's never a good thing.
Don't bomb a dude out when he's at a bachelor party. That's literally no go rules, man.
Well, wait, you think it was Trevor that did it?
No. Urban Meyer dimed Trevor out for being at a bachelor party.
Oh, I did not know that part.
Yeah, that's
part of the apology. It was fucking terrible.
Yes, when he was apologizing, he was like, I just told Trevor he went to a bachelor party in Vegas. And I was like, you got to keep your head on your shoulders. And, you know, I just like he basically. So then if you didn't hear what happened this week, there was like a fourth and short call and they ran the ball and they didn't pick it up. And afterwards, the media asked Urban, they were like, did you think about a quarterback sneak there? And he was like, well, Trevor's just not comfortable with that yet. And, you know, we want to make sure he's comfortable. And then the media asked Trevor and he's like, yeah, I'm totally fine running a sneak. We can run a sneak every single time in short yardage. I don't know why we didn't run a sneak. So basically those two are now at complete odds. So it is Mookie for your overreaction of Urban being the coach of the year. He might be the coach of the year and the comeback coach of the year in the same year. If that happens.
Yeah, but see, the problem is you can't be comeback at something that it's your first year of. And if you check the comments real quick, JB got what I was alluding to, except that I was thinking XFL. I was thinking next year Herb's going to be coaching the XFL, and he'll be coaching for the Las Vegas Swingers, and he'll be winning Coach of the Year for that squad. Because his ass is out, man. Y'all can talk all the shit you want, but he ain't making it past this year. I'm telling you right now. I know we talked about this last week, but he gone.
And there is absolutely no way he goes to the XFL because he's going to go where he can get paid, and that's USC. Without a doubt, that man is going to be in Southern Cal next year. Hands down. That's my overreaction.
No, because USC is going to be like, wait. We can't have you be outing all of our blonde-haired surfer boy quarterbacks here now, Herb. Like, that's not going to fly here in SoCal. And you need to understand that SoCal, it's that upper echelon. People doing shit behind closed doors. Ask Dwayne Wade. Like, you got to be down with, you know, the back room and just like, okay, there's your public life and then there's like your life. You know, Kobe knew what's up. Like, you got to figure out how to operate in that scenario. And
no,
clearly, Herb can't do it.
What he wanted. He didn't know what was up. What are you talking about? That's like, oh, that's like the worst reference you could have made. All the athletes to choose from, and you chose the one who forced himself on someone. Congratulations.
I like that, that Drew's only LA athlete that he knew was Kobe. He reached in, he reached down deep, and the LA athlete he came up with was Kobe.
Dude,
he has no idea.
Bush joke, it would have been easier.
Yeah.
See, but here's the problem. Like, I can't talk about Reggie. I can't keep his name in my mouth because all this Wendy's breakfast commercials, like, we might be turning a corner on Reggie, and I just can't even bring myself to think about that. Like,
that bar's on the face I made when Mook said Kobe. You I can't wait, Kobe. No. Jared, what do you got as an overreaction from this weekend in the sports world?
See, I wanted to talk about how much of a clusterfuck the NFC is because it makes no sense who's going to actually make it to the Super Bowl. But I really want to talk about how fucked the Patriots are. What, they needed two fuck-ups by the Texans to win? Old long neck Mills over there almost won the game.
Dude, it that guy.
Focused. This was so bad.
You want to talk player of the year. Davis Mills for player of the year. This guy. Holy shit. Talk about sticking your neck out for your team. This guy just does it. He knows what's up. Jared, how you feeling about your Eagles, man?
Well, we play Tampa tomorrow, but half their team's out, and we're missing a couple guys, too. It's also Thursday, so, you know, anything happens on Thursday, but,
anything can happen Thursday?
Yeah, apparently. I honestly, like, I believe in Hurts for the first time, and if that win had a little Eagles magic sprinkled on it, so I don't think we're as effed as I thought we were, but, you know, let's not lose by 20 tomorrow.
But how does it make you feel seeing Carson Wentz go to Indianapolis and have all that success?
They lost, Mook.
What are you talking about?
And what success? Mook, what success?
He easily could have put that ball in the end zone, but he missed two easy throws.
Oh, and but oh, come on.
Carson
he looks
Wentz
so good,
tried
though.
Tried to huck a ball to the end zone and almost got picked. I it's the same guy. Listen, I have much love and respect for Carson. That's my dude. But, like,
he's playing without T.Y. Hilton, one of the best wide receivers in the game.
Dude,
like,
he's throwing balls to lawn chairs and Greg Ward. I don't care. Come on. It's with Carson Wentz, the problem is he lost the locker room before even Hurts was drafted. And it he didn't need Alshon Jeffrey's help for that, even though that guy's a snake because that's why he hasn't gotten re-signed yet. Also because he's slow. But with Carson, it just turned into, like, the fact that I heard from people who work in, like, Philadelphia media, they're like, yeah, he lost the locker room after Hurts' first start against the Saints. I was like, oof, that fast? Yeah, he goes, yeah, everyone wanted Jalen. There was no keeping Carson. I was like, oof, that's rough, man. Like, I love one and a half start. Like, he played a quarter in a game, and he, like, lost the locker room. So,
I love the humble flex right there of the people you know in Philadelphia media.
Yeah. That's pretty solid. People. I'm not bragging. I'm just like I over Eagles Twitter. Like, it's a group. Like, we're all a bunch of miserable assholes.
Oh, is that your sources? That's your sources is just people on Twitter?
No, these guys actually have legitimate media credentials. They're not like a schmuck like me who's trying to talk about it on air.
So you're saying we couldn't get media credentials to the Bengals?
Oh, we probably could. It's just I don't really feel like driving 4 hours to Philadelphia, do you?
Well, no. That,
whoever
I mean,
would feel like driving any distance to go to Philly.
I mean, I'm going to see a game there in about a month, so.
Well, good luck. I hope you don't get, you know, frozen ass weather and have to sit through that shit just to watch the Eagles fly.
I live in Connecticut, dude. It's cold as fuck up here.
All
right, listen.
True, but
more overreactions.
You should have put
this up a long time ago. Moral of the story is the Patriots look awful.
I like that. And they are. They're terrible. The Patriots are a terrible organization, and Bill Belichick is one of the worst coaches I've ever seen in my life. And that's proven by the fact that Tom Brady carried his ass for like 20 years. Biscuit actually has my overreaction from this week. Lamar Jackson, greatest quarterback I have ever seen in my lifetime. That performance that dude put on Monday night, unreal. Now listen, Lamar is like 1B right behind Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow 1A, Lamar Jackson 1B in terms of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play the game. Scott, did you watch any of that Monday Night Football game?
No.
Okay.
The Braves played, and then I went to
Monday. Oh, that's right. Monday. Yeah, that's a good point. I forgot about the Braves playing that same day. Dude put up 500 yards of offense by himself. He accounted for everything on that team. Like, it was an unreal performance. And if I have to rank the quarterbacks in the AFC North now, it's Joe Burrow 1A, Lamar Jackson 1B, Baker Mayfield barely above Ben Roethlisberger. Baker Mayfield, trash. Ben Roethlisberger, worse than trash. Like, there is a clear divide in the AFC North. They have the two greatest quarterbacks and the two worst quarterbacks in the league. Baker Mayfield is run, man. He's done. Forget that guy. Cleveland, you want to talk about a team that needs to draft a quarterback? Cleveland needs to draft a quarterback. Baker Mayfield,
imagine if Lamar took those big-ass lips of his and got vaccinated, that motherfucker.
Hey, Jared, there's a question here from Biscuit. He said, do tasty cakes taste better in Philadelphia as opposed to outside of Pennsylvania?
Okay, so I'm not a Philadelphia guy. I've only been to Philadelphia about maybe 5-6 times. But I've had tasty cakes once.
Just
it's not terrible. It's not terrible. I give it Scott, what was that scale you had before?
Moving on.
I got it in, baby.
Nope. It cut off. Didn't get you. Moving on.
That in this area, cancel culture. We still have yet to even get a little bit of press about trying to get canceled.
You gotta be worth something to be canceled. They're like, they're gonna look up our shit someday and be like, those idiots said those things, and nobody cares.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Should one of us like run for office just so they have to dig this shit up? And then, you know, we graciously bow out of the race, but now
I would love for them for the 24-hour news cycle to have a clip of me saying that Lamar Jackson needs to take his big lip ass to get back. Vaccinated.
Moving on. Are we ready to talk basketball and Kyrie Irving now? Because I
gotta be quick. I thought I had to be quick on the race card drop, but apparently it's the moving on drop because Scott is just turning this super uncomfortable tonight. I feel like the name of the show needs to be Big Lips, but I can't do that. I can't make that the name of the show.
Because if we can't do...
Hold on. If the name of the show is Big Lips and Bullshit, do you think anybody will figure it out?
No, nobody's going to figure that out.
All right, then do it.
But we're going to get a ton of hits from Parler.
Mike, get anybody pissed off, make the thumbnail the Kylie challenge with those lips from like back in the day.
I was just going to say make it any of the Real Housewives cast. Ooh, or yeah, are you going to do the Photoshop and Photoshop some big lips? Never mind.
Nope.
Moving on.
Photoshop some big lips on John Gruden. How funny would that
be? Do it on Mike.
On John Gruden.
How hard do you think that would be?
To Photoshop big lips on John Gruden?
No, Demore Smith onto John Gruden.
Oh, yeah, that'd be hard. I thought it was just like big lips.
Can't you just get the two pictures and like put them on like the Twitch or something or on the TikTok and have it merge them together? Isn't that a thing?
Put the two faces on the TikTok and have them merge together. How old are you, Mookie?
Old enough, man. Old enough.
Jesus.
Seen some shit.
What if they put a Demoris Smith filter on?
Wait a second. Scott said Demoris Smith, and then Mookie said Demoris Fist. What the fuck are you guys doing?
I said Smith. Demoris Smith.
That's how they say it, though.
Speaking of Smith, did you guys see J.R. Smith's golf round this week?
Oh, I heard about it. Hang on, let's talk a little golf.
Playing a game of whack fuck here. Whack fuck.
J.R. Smith made his collegiate debut this week.
Is it golf or is it basketball?
It's golf.
Well, but can we still get the basketball drop too? Just because
it's kind of basketball. Okay.
Boom shakalaka.
But more than that, this is a golf story.
Playing a game of whack fuck here. Whack.
So J.R. Smith.
Every time we do that gif, or every time you do that drop, I actually think that the dude laughing at the end is because he's always laughing when he comes back out of it.
I can't help it, man. That shit cracks me up every time.
It is so funny.
It's... I did that shit on the golf course. It was perfect. One time, I literally texted that to my buddy, who I put like our foursome we always play golf with, and I texted him. Like,
foursome.
Yeah. Shut the fuck up, Mookie. I texted to my three golf buddies, and they're like, Jared, that's you to a nutshell. You never shut the fuck up on our backswing. I'm like, I never shut the fuck up, period.
You sound quite noise now.
I was going to say, this episode is the quietest I've heard you. You're just hanging out, afraid to I get it. Scott is very intimidating, especially when he starts talking about big lips. But listen, let's talk J.R. Smith. J.R. Smith had his first... God damn it. God damn it. God damn it, Scott. God damn it. Biscuits saying LMAO at work because of the golf drop. It is one of my favorite drops we do. So J.R. Smith has his first collegiate tournament. He qualifies for the tournament by one stroke. His first round, not good. He was like plus 12 on the day. But he showed up in a Bentley to the course and had like a gallery following him, which he goes to North Carolina A&T. Like it's an HBCU. There's never anybody at the golf tournaments at this. There's never anybody at like regular college golf tournaments either. But like, especially at a historically black college, they really don't have a following on their golf team. So J.R. Smith shows up and it's amazing. I was looking at the website and on the North Carolina A&T website, if you look at the golf roster, it's got everybody's picture and their name, and then it just says J.R. Smith. It doesn't have his picture, but it says freshman, and then his city. Like, he's listed as a freshman on the golf team. It's amazing. So he goes plus 12 in the first round. Second round, buckles down, plays much better. I think he was plus 7 in the second round. But in that round, he stepped on a hornet's nest and got stung by hornets and still finished out the round. Amazing stuff from JR. His coach was pretty pleased with his performance, said he learned a lot. Scott, do you think it's going to be this big of news every time JR Smith steps on the court or on the course, or is this going to be like because that was a slip of the tongue there? Or is this because it was the first time that's why it's a big deal?
I hope that this is the way that it is every single time. I only hope that somehow LeBron can get on the course with him, and then we can get the inverse of J.R. Smith pointing to the hole in the opposite direction of fucking LeBron, and we fucking mean LeBron's ass. Like, see, how does it feel? J.R. is playing the long game on the revenge con, baby.
Dude, I read a story about his round today where apparently at one point he hit a ball and it ricocheted off a tree and landed in the fairway, and he said to the guys he was playing with, he was like, no, it's cool, I called bank. So like, J.R. Smith is even like, he's fun to be around on the course. Like, that's the type of dude I want to golf with. He's the kind of guy that would ask you what club you're hitting and then charge you two strokes for it. Like, this is my
that is exactly false, because he'd ask you what club, but not to be a dick, just because he'd be curious what club. Because his coach also said that JR had, I'm trying to find the exact words for the way he put it, but he was like, JR has a couple things to learn about being in real competition. There's a difference between playing with your golf buddies and actually competing in an event. And one of them was when he was backing his cart up by, because he drove past the tee box or whatever, he started beeping for it, you know, calling out that he was coming, even though someone else was about to hit a shot. My favorite, though, that the article mentioned was there was a dog barking during the round, as, you know, dogs tend to do that back up to golf courses. And after a while, J.R. Smith turns and shouts, "What's your name?" And just starts having a conversation with his dog that's barking at them on the tee box. Like, he's going to continue to be a story because, one, I bet you he's going to get better. Like, he's an athlete. Like, the guy is going to put in the work and he's going to figure it out if he keeps getting actual coaching and reps like that. And two, I mean, J.R. Smith being J.R. Smith is what we all deserve. Can you imagine when he wins his first tournament and then spends the next day driving around campus topless? Just
dude, that's what I can't wait for.
Champagne everywhere.
That's like, why I want NCAA&T to win the national championship, because I want him to show up to campus with no shirt on.
No, it doesn't even be that. He'll win a single
any tournament.
Yeah, and then that'll just be in the rest of the day, and they'd be like, JR, you can't do that shit. Like,
this is what golf needs. Golf needs JR Smith. I didn't think exactly. that I like Jared's like, yes, that's
exactly. Listen, you know what, like, as someone who gets yelled at for lack of golf etiquette, like, I am so up for this. I hate the snootiness and prepping, like, all the prissiness of golf. There's nothing better to me than watching J.R. Smith possibly win a national title in golf. I love the article how they're talking about he needs to learn he's not playing with his friends, he's playing competition. Like, I found out the other day, if I don't wear a belt to the damn golf course, like, I lose two strokes when I'm playing with certain serious players.
Are you serious? What the fuck kind of rule is that?
Yo, really? I know, I'm not even kidding. I was like, guys, I don't feel like wearing a belt. You can kiss my ass. Like,
no, see, that's some bullshit. You need to be, look, you worry about your pants and I'll worry about mine. Like, why are you checking my ass out that much? Like, what is your deal, bro? Like, look, all's fair in love and war, but, like, this is the golf course. Like, I'm trying to get on my game, and if I know you're checking me out to see if I have, you know, my socks on, I can't have that. If
Drew, it's because that's what you do to get as many. That's take it from the cheater. You try to get strokes any way you can. And if you can call somebody out for not wearing a belt or whatever, okay, look, yeah, I'm going to do that, Mike, because Mike, I need those two strokes.
Is it really a good thing for you to be talking about getting strokes any way you can when you got a Chuck E. Cheese t-shirt on? Is that really the look that you as a married father of two want to have right now?
Pass. Lots of good comments. Lots of good comments coming in. Lots of good comments coming in. Dan saying golf needs Tiger. Did you guys see Tiger? Pass. He's actually back on the course. His son was playing in the tournament.
Hold on a second. Are we going to have to add the old standby back into the quick hitters? Are we going to have to add his Tiger back on the quick hitters?
We might have to because
I feel like we do.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to. Although it's a weird feeling adding it back.
Does Tiger have a back? Like, oh, Jesus. Has his back been, like, healed where he has an actual function?
Does his back?
I mean, whatever. However you want to phrase it. It's just like we need to get Tiger back in the quick hitter.
Also, before we move off J.R. Smith, do we have enough money in the show budget if he comes within a reasonable distance to go watch this dude play?
I was looking. I didn't see anywhere that they were playing close. Damn. They only have like four or five tournaments. It's not.
Well, I was going to say, aren't they in like the SWAC or whatever too? I guess that would be Southwest. Yeah, but you know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying. Matt Barr saying J.R. Smith is Happy Gilmore. I think that's a great comparison.
I think he's the black Happy Gilmore.
Blackie Gilmore? Is that what you're...
Yeah, the black Happy.
I could see J.R. Smith taking his skate off and trying to stab someone.
So it'd be Blackie Gilmore? Is that what it would be?
Blackie Gilmore? It would be
black. Wait, do black people not get happy? Like, what's that about, Scott?
No, I was just trying to make
it. Why can't he just be Happy Gilmore? Like...
Because his lips aren't big enough, I don't know.
God damn it! Biscuit said it's really difficult to sell tickets to Jesus music watching the show. I don't know what that's all about. All right. Dan says, we go to a course in Toledo that allows anything. NASCAR cutoffs and jean shorts are a go-to. I love it. That sounds like a course you need to play. Also, sounds like a course that you don't want to go in the rough because they don't cut that shit, and you are never finding your ball in there. Also, they probably don't cut the greens either. That sounds like a cow pasture. Also, Mookie, this is like your show. JB said Mook beat me to it, and Matt Barr gives you Mookie 1, Mike 0. This is like your show, man.
You want to know? You know what? No, the secret was the pregame prep today. It might be that. You never know. Like, look, we've never had the big lips featured this much on the show, Scott. But
well, Drew, exactly. You lose a point because
don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
You lose a point because Kev points out that the SWAC doesn't exist anymore.
So, but hold on though, and I just want to make sure I'm thinking about this right. Was SMU in the SWAC like back in the day in like NCAA 2005?
Maybe, I don't know.
Because then
why are we talking? Like, why are we talking about SMU? Why'd you bring up SMU right there?
Just because I thought SMU, oh no, yeah, I guess they're in an HBCU. I don't know.
Wow. Dan says this is actually a really nice course in Toledo with the NASCAR and jean short cutoffs. So I guess I was wrong. My fault. I stand
corrected.
Although,
remember, you got to remember it's Toledo. So nice in Toledo is relative. Like,
All right, listen, let's before we switch topics here and talk, I want to talk about these guys that stormed the field this weekend. But before we do that, let's give a shout out to our friends.
Wait, hold on.
Okay, or we're going to back off
the SWAC
again.
Is an HBCU conference. Why I thought SMU was in there, I got no fucking clue.
Yeah, so you lost it again. No, no partial credit for assuming SMU was in HBCU. No, you don't get credit.
No, I didn't assume that. I don't know where they came from, but I just want credit that the SWAC is an HBCU conference.
Let's give a shout out to our friends over at Beer Drop. Listen, everybody, if you want craft beer delivered directly to you, starting at under $4 a serving, head on over to craftfruitsports.com/beerdrop. Our friends at Beer Drop will hook you up. Fill out the flavor profile. They will curate a box of freshly brewed craft beer and ship it directly to you. Even if you don't like commitments, you can sign up. You can go to that website. You don't have to sign up. You can go to that website and just buy beer from them, and they will send it to you. craftfruitsports.com/beerdrop. You get $5 flat shipping, as many beers as you want to add, $5 flat shipping. Just go to craftfruitsports.com/beerdrop and fill up your beer fridge today.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
It's winter time. When temperatures go down, the likelihood goes up that your furnace and other appliances go down with them. So don't risk a costly replacement. Stay comfortable with coverage on the appliances you depend on most with the Service Guard Appliance Repair Program from Black Hills Energy. It's peace of mind in a plan. Visit blackhillsenergy.com/signup to learn more.
With the new Chevy Silverado, you might be driving in this. But with the Silverado's redesigned interior and large infotainment screens, it'll feel more like this. Introducing the new 2022 Chevy Silverado. Find new upgrades. Find new roads. Chevrolet.
Sell out! All right, now, boys.
You don't have to subscribe. You can go in and get onesie twosie beers, but if you want to get pumpkin beers, you got to go quick, because I checked again today to see if I could add any more to my next shipment, and they're running low. I think they've got like seven different kinds, but again, if you want to get that PSL, you got to hop in there now.
You got to hurry up.
PSL's still up there.
Yeah, but at this point, it probably won't be delivered until November. So you're going to miss the Halloween time, but you're still all right. You're still going to get it, and you get it for Thanksgiving. Listen, I want to talk to you guys about storming the field, because this weekend was maybe the best weekend in college football. Oh, by the way, sorry, we're going back to football, guys. So this was one of the best weekends of college football I had ever seen.
We should rework that intro, and maybe since it's already Bo Jackson and the Raiders, maybe work in a new fresh take.
Damora Smith's lips just flashing across screen.
Moving on.
Thank you for your service.
You get it? We're talking football. Hey, Demo, what you got for us?
Mike, if we I don't know why. Jersey for you, would you wear it?
I don't know. No, I wouldn't. But I don't know why. But I just thought of that music playing, the 8-bit Tecmo Bowl music playing, and just the mouth from Rocky Horror Picture Show talking, and that's the graphic that Scott wants to use.
Yes,
it's fantastic. Dude, so I went to the Bengals game this weekend, and we were at this tailgate ahead of time.
What a shit game that was.
Amazing thing. Oh, dude, no, it was a great game. As a fan of neither team, it was just fun to watch. But before the game, we're at the... God, Caitlin, no, don't start that shit right now. Like,
only thank got you,
half
Caitlin.
An hour left in the show.
PSL like, is falling on Halloween. That's fair.
Thank you. Before the game at the tailgate, there was this young girl playing fucking Tecmo Bowl on an iPhone. Just sitting there while our parents were getting hammered at a tailgate playing Tecmo Bowl football on an iPhone, which is absolutely epic. but I still haven't found the App Store. So if anyone knows what it's under, get at me.
Yeah, please send that my way because I want to know. Anyways, this weekend was epic in college football. You had so many upsets that went off. Who knew that Oklahoma was going to come back and beat Texas in that game? Who knew Texas was going to perform like that to start the game? And then you had tons of upsets throughout. A&M beat Alabama. But there were three instances over the weekend where fans stormed the field. So A&M, after they beat Alabama, the fans stormed the field. I'm okay with that one. You beat Alabama. Alabama is a team that everybody expects to win every single game they play. So for A&M to beat them, especially coming off their two losses, I'm cool with you storming the field on that one. UMass beat UConn and stormed the field. That one's a little bit weirder because it's just two shit programs, and UMass is just like, hey, we're not the shittiest of the shits, so let's go ahead and storm the field. So they storm the field. But then earlier in the day, Iowa beat Penn State, and Iowa stormed the field. Iowa was like number three, and Penn State was four, so it's not even an upset. Plus, they're like playing it. I don't get why Iowa storms the field. So I'm trying to ask you guys, where do we draw the line? When is it okay for a fan base to storm the field? Scott, what do you got?
Jesus Christ, man. This is so like specific, because there's a very fine line. I actually am okay with it in the UMass versus UConn.
No, I'm totally fine with that one.
Who's shittier? You are.
Yes.
Whichever you school is.
Oh,
like,
God.
But then I'm totally not okay with it when, you know, like LSU storms the field against, you know, like Ole Miss or something, and they, you know, they call it a fucking upset because they happen to be ranked higher, some bullshit like that. Like, if you're a traditionally good program, there's no reason for your school under any circumstances to storm the field. I don't care what the circumstance is. There's no reason that if you have multiple national titles or have competed for multiple national titles that you should ever fucking storm the field. I think that's the rule.
Which none of the teams in question did. None of them have competed for multiple national titles. You have Iowa, you have UMass, and you have Texas A&M.
No. To be fair,
Iowa
and Penn State. Thank you. Iowa and Penn State have competed for them. They just fucking fail every single time because they're Iowa and Penn State.
When was the last time Iowa competed for a national title?
I don't know.
I didn't think anybody would call me on
no,
that.
No, but
one.
Like, it's, seriously, like, they're in the top five on a fairly regular basis.
No, Iowa is the biggest shit their pants
top five
team.
I was in elementary school, Mookie. Damn.
All right, hold on a minute now. Now you're trying to throw facts at me? What is this shit?
Iowa is the team Kirk Ferentz wins Big Ten Coach of the Year because they always like do something and then never win a big game ever. Like, they will always fall down the line. Iowa is never that team you can count on. They are the Wisconsin of the – oh, wait, that doesn't work.
Whoa.
They are
– Don't insult Iowa like that. Wisconsin has screwed me three times on picks this year.
Oh, that sounds about right. Kev says, me talking shit about UMass winning the most prestigious bowl game, the Cum Bowl, is ridiculous. I'm not talking shit about them winning the Cum Bowl. I'm happy they won the Cum Bowl, and I'm not even talking shit about them storming the field after the Cum Bowl. I am more just figuring out where the line is, because I was okay with A&M storming it over Bama. I was okay with UMass storming it over UConn. Not okay with Iowa storming the field after Penn State. And I don't know where my line is. Jared's pointing. He's in agreement.
Okay, so I was with you, Mike, up until I saw all the complaints and the pissiness from Penn State fans. One, it's just like they were like, you know, like talking so much shit to Iowa fans. Like, oh, you wouldn't beat us if our quarterback got injured. Probably. But y'all still lost.
Yeah, right. Like, dude, shit happened. Like, what the fuck you want, man?
Yeah, it's like, oh my god, we would have won if our quarterback stayed healthy. Yeah, like it says, every team that's ever lost a quarterback to injury before. Ask the Niners. That goes. Sorry, Scott.
Wow,
shots fired.
Anybody get the license plate to that fucking bus? Holy shit! Just ran right the fuck over me.
Speaking of which, Scott.
I mean, listen, Cincinnati killed their quarterback last year. So, but the biggest thing about storming the field is, to me, I feel like if you beat a team who's ranked higher than you and you're not the, and you've, obviously you're not the favorite, then it's fair game. The line was so close. It was kind of a gray area with this one, honestly. But I was in the top four, so fuck it. Who cares?
Iowa was the higher ranked team. They were ranked higher than Penn State.
I think Penn State, the line was less than 1.5.
Yeah, but you're still – you're the higher-ranked team. You're not supposed to storm the field after you beat a lower-ranked team. Gabe calling out Clemson always storms the field. Now, that's what I want to see. I want to see the team that just every win they storm the field. Like, it doesn't matter. You beat a team 52-0, and they storm the field at the end of the game. That's
I'm on board.
I would be cool with that tradition. That'd be awesome.
Know who we have to talk to about that, Mike?
Like Louisiana Lafayette week one, 62-0, Alabama fan just come flying
storm the field.
No, you got to get your Bryant Presbyterian to do this shit. Like this is totally in his wheelhouse and non-brain for him. That's got to be it, right?
You might be right.
I mean, shoot him a quick DM because I know y'all are following each other back and forth. I know you're talking all the time.
That's a good point. I got to
shout out there and be like, listen, just could you do me a solid here, and go ahead and throw that out for me. Now, the only thing I think we really need to answer in this segment though is Scott. You know, on your rating scale, where does the cum bowl rank?
The cum bowl? I don't even know what the cum bowl
is. It's because it's UConn and UMass, C-U-M, the cum bowl.
And I was hoping you could rank it for us on your scale of, you know.
Big lips to shit show?
Well, or thick hips, yeah. Because we're talking about the cum bowl, right?
Oh, I don't know. This is kind of dicey. But I think the cum bowl ranks somewhere near big lips.
Moving on.
Y'all see what Lane's doing to get his team ready for Tennessee? Did you guys see that?
Lane Kiffin is a god. He's going to end up back at USC. I can't wait. I cannot wait.
There's no way. Lane Kiffin, get the hell out of here.
It's the storybook ending that we deserve to the career of Lane Kiffin back home at USC. Let it happen, please.
Jared, did you see what he's doing to get his team ready for heading into Neyland Stadium?
I have not seen this yet. I've gotten texted about it maybe four times already from like people listening to the show or friends of mine, and I still have not watched it. I am excited now to watch with you guys.
All right,
description.
Basically, this is Lane's first time back at Tennessee since he bolted on them after a year. It's a night game. The stadium is going to be hopping. To get the team ready for it, he has been playing Rocky Top on repeat nonstop throughout practice to get his team ready for it. I feel like that's a risky move because if somebody was doing that to me and just playing Rocky Top on repeat, I would just be ready to kill myself. I'm not ready to go out and like bust heads in a football game. I'm ready to end it all because I can't stand that song. I fucking hate Rocky Top. Well, that's the worst.
It doesn't matter if it's that song or any song. I'm pretty sure that is literally what the CIA does at black sites to break supposed terrorists and interrogation.
I thought it was the Bee Gees they play.
Who gives a fuck? Like, you pick any song and you play it nonstop on repeat, it's going to drive someone fucking insane.
What's the song that would take the longest for you to go crazy? If somebody was playing it on repeat, what's the song that would take the longest before you were like, okay, I've lost it.
Okay, Protect Your Neck by Wu-Tang Clan. I can listen to that shit over and over. I know the lyrics in and out. Like, it's no question to me. This comes from Alabama guy, Kevin. I am hurt.
Yeah, dude, Bama fan Kevin easy. Saying Rocky Top slaps. Ugh. Okay, Mookie, you got an easy one to say.
Playing in the Band by the Grateful Dead.
Oh, wow. Very, I did not pick you for a Grateful Dead fan, Mook.
I mean, I can get down with a chill vibe, but, like, it's a 46-minute long track. So if it's on repeat, that's, like, a full-on hour-long TV show. So, like, I could probably space out well enough that I would survive a day or two.
Scott, what's the song that if you heard it on repeat, it would take the longest before you lost it?
Regulators.
Oh, good choice.
Warren G, okay.
Good choice. That's a fantastic
Every 3.5 minutes I can hear Regulators and I'll be fine.
I would want to hear where I don't even want the whole song. I just want the pause and then smoke weed every day. That's all I want is that section.
You basically want a 4-second drop?
Yes, and I want that on repeat forever because maybe I'll get the timing right at some point if I have to listen to it for the rest of my life. But as it stands now, can't get the timing right currently.
So you need that like last stanza, then the pause. Than the smoke weed every day.
Like, yeah, or just knowing that like the pause is, you know, a restart. I'd be fine with that. But yes, I just want the smoke weed every day drop to end and play it on repeat forever. And I'd be like, ah, this is awesome. I'm cool with this.
Is there a harder lyric to nail than that?
Oh, that's a great question.
Has anybody but Nate Dogg and their entire life nailed it?
No, and I feel like
never nailed it twice. Like
I feel like Nate Dogg didn't even.
He was one take.
Nate Dogg didn't even nail it. Nate Dogg just went in and was like, "Smoke weed every day," and then they put the pause in to like at concerts. Nate Dogg was like, "Ah, fuck, I came in early. My bad, fellas. I got that's on me. That's on me. I'm sorry." Or it was like a half a beat late, and he's like, "Fuck, I fucked that one
every
up too."
Every show,
fellas.
They're like, "Now, Nate, tonight." Don't fuck it up, bro. Like, come on, man. Like, get it together.
Jared, were you able to hit that smoke weed every day?
What did you say, buddy?
Were you able to hit that smoke weed every day ever?
Because I actually never did a party once. I was not going to lie. It was like an epic moment, but RIP to Nate Dogg, obviously.
Yes, RIP to Nate Dogg. Did you? I feel like if you hit that at a party, I heard that, Drew.
I mean, if he's gonna throw out the RIP Nate Dogg, I just felt like it was time.
I heard that, Drew. Jared, you got a Kong bong handy?
Oh my god, it is dirty right now. It's in the dishwasher.
No, don't put it in the dishwasher, dude. You can't put these in the dishwasher.
It's fine.
Mookie's rose died for your sins. What are you doing?
Well, who the fuck cares? It died for my sins after like 14 months, man. Like that's a solid. It's a hell of a lot better than just not washing it.
You wash it with soap and water, dude. You just you don't put it in the dishwasher. That's a problem.
Bitch, do you know how much effort that is?
Not a lot. I mean, it's not a lot. It's not terrible.
But see, no, Mike, you can't say that because you look forward to your dishwashing time where you get your shows in.
I do. That's how I'm caught up on Squid Game. I finally finished that one. I got halfway through the last episode last night and then I fell asleep. So I didn't get all the way through.
Fell asleep, right.
Now, the last episode was like the least important. Like everything was already decided.
Well, that's what I've already seen, like who wins the Squid Game, and I saw like the little twist towards the end, and then I was like, I'm not able to hold on any longer. I'm closing.
I would say my only complaint with the show in general is that it was very like predictable, just like TV tropes and stuff. Like it was just very like, oh, okay, I think I know what's gonna happen. Oh, yep, that happened because it had to happen because that's how TV goes. Like good show, but a little on the predictable side. That's all.
How are we gonna have a season two of that? Because they're already talking about like season two.
I don't understand
how we go season two of Squid Game.
Next year you go Octopus Game, Squid Game. They only got 6 tentacles, Squid do, but octopus have 8. So that's how you know next level it.
Octopi.
I was sitting there thinking that they're going to walk into a room with a bunch of computer monitors and an old white man is going to explain to us about the Squid Games. And we're going to walk out of there and we're going to be like, wait, what the fuck was that? Why wasn't that anything like the first one? All I wanted to see was people dodging bullets and places getting shot up. And instead you gave me an old white man explaining everything to me.
Dude,
what the hell
spoiler
happened?
Spoiler alert. Come on, man.
What, for Squid Game 2? I mean, I don't know. I'm just spitballing here. I have no idea.
Did you watch subtitles or dubbed?
I watched dubbed. Yeah, I watched dubbed because I got into Money Heist, and Money Heist is another one of those shows that's in a foreign language, but they dub over with English actors. And I got used to that. Like, I'm okay with it. It took a while to get used to, but I'm cool with it.
It's just tough to watch at work while reading subtitles, so I had to go.
It's also,
I feel like
now that I've seen Squid Game, I could go back and watch it with subtitles, but like I didn't want to miss anything because I was reading. I wanted to focus on
what was happening
on the screen.
I was going to say, I've done that too many times where I'm watching a show that has subtitles and I'm focused. Actually, that was how it was for like Narcos. I'm focused so much on the subtitles that I miss little subtalities and like the acting.
See, Gabe knows what's up.
Well, Gabe and Matt Barber. both. Gabe said subtitles, and Matt Barr said subtitles always. Gabe said dubs sucks. You gotta like
dubs read. Are not good. They're very bad. But I don't like if I can avoid.
Whitey reading, also like, on the subtitle Squid Game crew.
Again. I would definitely go subtitles.
Look, I'm not gonna. I'm watching TV to not read. Come on, right, man. Exactly. I don't want to read. I want to sit there.
Squid book, Squid Game, the book is not what I came for.
Squid, yeah, what the fuck? No, first of all,
Squid book.
We don't do books here. Okay, we agree on that.
Come to school to read.
We come to school read sports. No, but also I do want to give a shout out to Gabe. Saw him at the ND game against UC. I would have said something about it last week. I was still in mourning. Next time, first round's on me because we should have done a bong or something.
You can't say you were in mourning while you were wearing a UC hat on the show last week.
Shut up! I had a point, man. Because okay. I was gonna say, my bad. We didn't shotgun a beer in the line for the porta potties, but it just didn't seem like the right spot.
Let's do our Kong bongs. And if you want your own Kong bong, go to craftbrewsports.com/beer. It's a beer koozie. Or, it's a bong. It's the way to go.
Or just follow Craft Brewed Sports on Twitter. And
dude,
the show will buy you a bong if you are our 1,000th follower.
Not if you're our 1,000th follower. Just once we get to 1,000, I'm giving one away to a random follower. So
which will probably be the last one because how else are you going to do it? Like, that just sounds like a lot of work.
Oh, believe me. I got my ways. It's going to happen. Jared's ready to go. Jared, go ahead. Fire up your Kong bong. If you want yours, craftbrewsports.com/beer bong.
There we go. Mike, how many tabs are on that spreadsheet for your randomized selection of the follower?
I don't have any tabs on it yet. Once we hit 1,000, then I'll do it. Until then, nice. I'm not going to worry about that. Yes, that was well done, Jared. Mookie, see if you could beat Jared's time there. Because I felt like he was milking that a little bit. Like, that seemed like a little... Oh, damn, Mookie down in one. Opening up the throat real well there. Good work, Mook.
No gag reflex, baby.
Scott, you got your bong. You son of a bitch.
Hose is still broken.
Dude, no, fuck that. Because Jared went and washed his off camera and came on to do it. You can't even fake out.
Okay, so you know what? I'll go to Kong Bong headquarters, get a new one, and do it. Like, I don't have the ability to just go wash the son of a bitch and keep it moving, Mookie.
What else are you doing all week?
All right.
Go to Lowe's or something.
Pat McAfee, how you doing? Keep it moving.
Scott, talk about the thing that happened to your boy Duvall. Hang on real quick before I do my Kong Bong.
Are you talking about him running the bases? Because
no,
good God.
Hang on, it's time for some baseball talk.
Here's the pitch. Oh, shit.
There was a play in the...
oh, holy fuck.
Yes, the foul ball that was dropped.
That was the classic Atlanta Braves, we're going to lose this playoff series because only bad things happen to us in moments of... Like, it was the sacrifice or the fair catch rule all over again, where apparently MLB's replay is worse than we could have ever imagined. And just to set the stage, because I know nobody was watching but me, everybody's favorite baseball player, Adam Duvall, hits a foul pop-up. The ball comes down. It ricochets off the catcher's glove. And Milwaukee's third baseman was there to catch the ricochet. But, oh, wait, the motherfucker didn't actually catch it. He trapped it. Now, in real time, it did look like he caught it. But on the replay, he clearly didn't catch it. It hit the ground and then bounced into his glove. Very good by him to fake out and deke the umps and get the call. Then they go to replay. Replay lasted about 2 seconds, but it turns out, thanks to the stupid-ass rulebook and stupid-ass Bud Selig and stupid-ass, what's his fucking
Robert
face?
Robert Manfred.
Yeah, Robert Manfred, who's in there now. Like, they can't get this shit right. So it turns out that there's two separate rules. One rule for replays in foul territory and one rule for replays in fair territory. And because this was in foul
infield,
territory,
outfield.
It wasn't reviewable.
It's infield, like,
clear
outfield.
Fucking, what?
It's infield, outfield.
Outfield?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Even
infield,
worse.
Outfield, foul, what? Yeah, what the
even
fuck
worse.
Ever? Either way, what it comes down to is that Major League Baseball has a real big bullshit problem on their hands with their replay system, and that it's a fucking farce. And they don't actually want to get any calls right. They just want to preserve the fucking feelings of their dumbass umpires who couldn't call a game correctly if it was given to them ahead of time. Like, the umpiring is horrendous. And this was another example of just, wow. Everybody in the world can see on video that the ball landed on the ground and then went into his glove. But, well, we can't do anything about it because the rules state we're dumb.
So, before we get too far,
that was a good Scotty doesn't know. I was late to the music, but that was well done.
Yeah,
sorry, Mook, you had something there.
Oh no, you're good. I just wanted to conggratulate you on the strength of your lips you had when you just downed that Kong Bong.
God damn it, Mookie! Stop.
I could feel the power.
Stop.
I could feel it emanating.
Jared, Jared, how do you?
I don't get to have a take now.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry. What's I was up? Trying to bring our. He said, "What's up, Jared?"
I was completely following it. I'm just like, I knew Mookie was about to go on a rant. So I'm like, is this really?
So I checked out.
So I am trying to keep the rants to a minimum because I did get called out this week talking to my buddy at work, the only one that's found the show so far, and we were talking about something serious.
Good work promoting
the show. Scott said you do, and I was like, what are you fucking talking about? He's like, Scott, like from the show, and it's like, oh fuck, are you serious? So I got called out for something Scott called me out for on the show at work, and I'm just like, worlds are colliding, and this is not okay.
That's amazing.
Not okay.
Also, thank you for promoting the show.
That just says, like Scott says you do.
Now, I also got to give this guy credit because this is the same dude that took that Matt Stafford sign to Rams Stadium a couple weeks ago and held it up, congratulating
that
him on getting out of Detroit.
He is
a legend. He is absolutely
epic.
A legend.
So go ahead.
But I don't understand because now that Scott's at least explained where the line is on these things, have they given a reason why they don't do foul balls in infield territory?
They just fall back on the whole rule book. Like, yep, that's the way the rule is. That's what we wrote down. So that's what we got to go off of.
Scott, do you think they are intentionally making idiotic rules and creating arbitrary conflict just so that they can continue to build the tide to not just change umpires, but get rid of them entirely in favor of robots?
No, that's what I'm saying. I think that baseball doesn't actually want replay. And so they set it up so that replay was going to be very restricted and that it wouldn't be able to overturn many calls. Like, I mean, I don't know what the rate is. And I know that the Braves at one point, I saw some statistic where it's like they had the least amount of replays like overturned in like the last 4 or 5 years, something insane. And so it wasn't just in my head, but I'm convinced that they have replay just to say they have it. They don't want it to actually work, and they put in rules to make sure that whatever call the umpires actually made was the call that was going to stand. So like it's just all a big fucking farce. Like, they got replay because people, the public perception is that you have to have replay, but then they put in all sorts of caveats and rules to where it's like, yeah, but really it's just on the umpires, and this is just all for fucking show.
Tex, bring us home on this one.
I wanted
who's behind your curtain? What the hell was that? Hang on, you got ghosts or some shit?
My 8th month old kitten trying to destroy my green tea right now. He is the size of a bobcat, and I think I adopted the wrong species of animal because he won't stop growing. But
I just want to point out that I love that both you and Kevin rock a green screen, but don't put any image on it. You guys just have a green screen.
This.
I love
this
it.
Bothered me. And it, so
you guys
long.
Are on Corner Booth every week, and I'm like, you could just put any color sheet up. It didn't have to be green. But you guys are like, we got green screens, but we don't put anything behind us. We just fucking rock with a green screen.
Listen. We used to use them, but now we don't. It's like, I just don't give a fuck anymore.
It's amazing to me.
It's like McDonald's. It's like, look, we don't have ice cream machines that work, but we have to have them so that we can put shit on the menu.
It's like replay with baseball.
Like, it worked when I came on you guys' show last time where, like, you guys put the background up for us.
Jared, we really don't want you coming on anything, please. Thank you.
Fuck you, Mookie.
Hey, anytime you want, big boy.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Wow. All right. Hey, did you guys see that White Sox fan who tweeted out that he was going to get a tattoo if somebody hit a home run and then the dude hit a home run and now he's got to get
we
a tattoo?
Talk hockey. Fuck baseball.
Oh, my God. We're going to have to do hockey in a postgame show, Mookie, because it's already 9:25. You let
Come
us go too
it,
long.
Joe, get this shit together.
You let
dude.
Us go too long. It's Joe's fault. Tattoo, Scott.
Well,
White Sox fan tattoo, real quick.
People are dumb.
Mookie just nods.
Barn every day.
All right, well, let's wrap it up then at that point. If we're going to just end it off, people are dumb. Let's talk about these beers that we were drinking tonight. Scott, what'd you have in your mug? And please rate it on a different scale than what you rated on earlier.
I was drinking Pumpkin Spice Country Fair Cobbler. It's a sour pumpkin ale. The two things individually are fine. The two things combined, not great. On the big lips to shit show
God
scale, this went full on shit show. Like, this is, you know, this is dropping the F bomb. This is disparaging women. It's not good. Like, this should probably lose its job after this show.
Mookie, what were you drinking? And so please rate it on a different show.
So, rate it on a different show.
A different show.
Sorry, I was reading JB's comment at the at the same time. JB commented, "Fuck this show, I'm out." And I was reading that as I was talking, and it didn't work out.
Yeah, man, too much going on over there.
It's a lot, and Joe needs to get
back.
It's over
almost as if you don't have a producer helping you out or something. I don't know. I don't get it, but. No, this beer was fantastic. Scott was right when he had it. Samoa Delight milk stout with caramel and coconut nibs, which again, we know everybody loves a good
nib.
Gotta
love the nib. All nibs, baby.
Nothing like a good nib.
Yeah, so this was absolutely fantastic. I don't know what's those idiots giving it less than 4 caps on Untappd. So, I'm going to have to go ahead and give it a thick hips.
Oh, all right. Very nice. Jared, what were you drinking?
That didn't get you mad? Damn it.
No, why would that get me mad? That sounds great.
And I'm switching it up. I went Laser Cat by Medusa Brewing. On a scale of the Eagles winning the Super Bowl to the Cowboys winning the Super Bowl, I give this losing the NFC Championship game.
That's
not bad. That's a pretty good rating.
What if you're losing in the NFC Championship game to the Cowboys?
Oh,
that'll never happen. They'll never make it past the second round.
Okay. Well, then.
Point being.
Fantastic. Where's Laser Cat from, Jared?
Medusa Brewing is from Farmingham, Massachusetts.
Where is that, Mookie?
Where's Farmingham, Massachusetts, Mookie?
I'm pretty sure that's close to the Hamptons, right?
Gotta be.
I mean, right?
Listen, like, I'm going to get yelled at by Kevin for that pronunciation or butchering of that pronunciation. So,
oh, is it Farhampton?
It's
Farhampton.
Farhampton. No, they pronounce Worcester, Worcester. So fuck that.
Does anybody actually know what Worcestershire sauce is?
Do I know what it is?
And vinegar and a couple other things, right? I don't fucking know.
It's
good
like
for
good
marinating.
Start.
That's all I know.
That's true. You
yeah.
Put that with some steak. Oh, that's a good time.
Kevin wants you to spell it, Jared. Spell the town, I guess.
All right, Kevin. Here we go.
Other stuff.
As he flips a bird.
Farmighham.
We have confirmed tonight that Jared can read.
Well, at least he knows his letters. this week I was drinking pumpkin spice latte. It's a good beer. I would give this one 8 pumpkins. Like, it's a really good beer. 8 pumpkins out of 8 on the pumpkin scale. I'm a big fan of this one.
Why 8 out of 8?
6.
Why not? Why wouldn't it? Yeah, 6. 6.
Or 9.
Oh shit! It's been a fun show.
Two big lips.
You sons of bitches, Jared. Plug,
yeah, buddy.
Plug your socials, man. Where can people find you?
No, dude, he can't do that on the show.
You can follow me at BellyUpJared on Instagram and Twitter, as well as my show on arguably, except for this show, the second funniest show, BellyUp Corner Booth. We have a live show tomorrow, by the way, who Mookie has made 2 appearances on. Mike's made 1.
Hey-o.
Scott, we haven't gotten you on yet, man. I'm a little hurt.
I got to get on there when my kids aren't fucking, you know, being
true.
All big.
I get it. Dad, listen, I get it. I have a lot of friends who have kids. You know, it's a real issue. And I understand, like, you know.
Like, no, trust me, I want to do it. Like, the last time that you guys threw it out there, I was already like 4 or 5 beers in, and I'm like, I really want to go on this show. I was gonna show up straight Mookie style, but I take all my stuff down and I don't have it set up, so it was gonna involve setting up, getting the kids
Mookie
in bed, and by all that time
on his back porch. Okay,
I mean,
so, like,
yeah, dude. Just say you're fair on enough. Location, you know?
Fair, be like, yeah, hey. Fair enough.
Okay, I recorded, like, last time. Okay, so Kevin came with me to my family vacation on Martha's Vineyard. Like, out here on the East Coast shit, right?
Is that near the Hamptons?
No, it's not. Shut up, Mookie. And Kevin, like, ended up sharing a screen with me because his laptop was dead or mine was about whatever it was. But, like, Corner Booth pregame, our live show, is honestly... Our podcast is more serious. We try to actually talk about shit. We try to have humor.
Nerds.
But our live show is just a complete clusterfuck. Ask Mike or Mookie. They've been on a couple times. They know it's just complete chaos. Hey, it's Mike, Samir told me to tell you ex Wolba, by the way.
Nice. I argued with Samir over ex Wolba because I think it's the dumbest fucking so stat.
That kid was screaming for about maybe a half hour about a stat that I never knew that existed until showtime.
Scott, you're the baseball fan. Do you know what ex Wolba is?
I was trying to figure it out when you were talking about it. I was like, what the fuck is
ex-Wolba? Does it have to do...
It's like ball velocity off the bat or something stupid like that. It makes no sense. It is a stat that's made up to tell me what Aaron Judge actually
is doing. Yeah, it's how hard a ball is hit compared to like the average balls that are hit. It's the worst fucking stat. So like
exit velocity mixed with, you know, an average?
Hey.
Okay.
Does it take into account?
Okay, Scott, I'll make it simple.
God damn it, seriously. Mookie.
It's basically a stat for Yankees fans to tell me why.
Oh, it's that, not. No, here you go.
A premier player like Ronald Acuna should be compared to a crap player who's just playing for the Yankees like Aaron Judge.
That's all right, I got it. Understood.
It's expected.
I'm a Diamondbacks fan, but I'm a big Ronnie Acuna fan. Like, it broke my heart when he got injured, so I'm really sad that they're advancing and he's not on the team. Right now,
I am too, but you know what? You got a fucking power
you
on.
You guys
man,
also that... facilitated my boy Justin Upton for about 2-3 years, so I got much love for the Braves.
I love me some Justin Upton.
Also, I grew up loving Chipper Jones as well. So,
as you should.
Yeah, except when he tries to catch a foul ball, that unvaccinated chump.
Things happen. Hey, you know, for a white guy, he's got some pretty big lips too.
And on that note, all right, everybody, thank you guys so much for tuning in. This has been a show that talked way too much about big lips tonight. Thank you, Jared, for hanging out with us, man. It's always a good time when you hang out. Be sure to follow Jared at BellyUpJared. Subscribe, rate, and review to all the Belly Up podcasts, BellyUpSports.com. Shout out Belly Up Sports for hosting us, being our home here. Be sure to like the page on Facebook, subscribe on YouTube, follow us at Crafty Sports on Twitter and Instagram. We're like, I know I say it like every week, we're like really close to 1,000, but it's like 998. Like, we're right there. Please tell your friends,
smashing chips.
Go follow at Crafty Sports. Once we hit 1,000 followers, I am buying a Kong Bong and sending it to one of our followers. So go send a tweet out right now. Go follow at Crafty Sports. Caitlin, help us
just
out.
Said we're at 999.
Oh, yes. It's so close. Fucking, I want that 1,000 tonight. Let's go. Let's get it done. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We will see you all next week. Cheers, everybody.
I hope John Gruden is our 1,000.
Looking for a particular truck part? Then look no further. The Rush Truck Center's All Makes Parts catalog features more than 16,000 of the most popular All Makes parts from top suppliers in the industry and with quality brands you know and trust. And at 164 full-color pages, this is their biggest catalog yet. Our friends at Rush Truck Centers have great deals for you all year long. Check out their monthly parts and service specials in-store and online. And when you're ready to order, shop online with Parts Connect at RushTruckCenters.com. Expect more from Rush Truck Centers.
Hi, I'm Maria. And I'm Mike. And we're
Team Ready. Black Hills Energy knows your home is where your heart is. So they want you to be ready.
It's all about keeping you safe, prepared, and making your home as energy efficient as possible.
Everything from how to weatherize your home to how to stay safe during extreme weather.
Be ready for anything. Go to blackhillsenergy.com/teamready.